Fine. So, I wanted to talk about an agadic issue that appears both in Bava Basra and Sota. You know, I figured as we're getting to the end of the year, those are ideal. And this is one that is strange. I both have an Olamot shir pulled up, but I also have my own Makaro in addition to it, but how much we'll get through, I don't know. So, that is the question of Ruach HaKodesh. Why do I do it? Because there is a very bizarre Gemara both in Sota and in Bava Basra that make me want to talk about it. So let me read you some wonderful agadot about Ruach HaKodesh. So the Gemara on Bava Basra, Daf Yud Bet Amud Aleph, says, Amar Rav Dimei Dimin Chaifa, Miyom Shecharav Beit HaMikdash Nitla Nivua Min HaNeviim V'nitna L'Chachamim. Since the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, prophecy was taken from the prophets and given to these sages. The Gemara, now, if I stop there, what would you expect the next line of the Gemara to be?
What?
Elaborate on your what?
Please explain.
Elaborate on your please explain. When Miyom Shecharav Beit HaMikdash, since the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, Nitla Nivua Min HaNeviim V'nitna L'Chachamim, prophecy was taken from the sages and given to the wise men. What question do you have on this Gemara?
How did that happen? Why did that happen? Why are we prophesizing what they were?
So, right. So I would have said, I mean, what does that mean?
Does the prophecy make someone a prophet?
Right. That's not the question the Gemara asks. The Gemara doesn't say, wait a second, if they now have prophecy, aren't they prophets? Or something like that. This is what the Gemara asks. This question on it, which is, Atu Chacham Lav Navihu? Are the Chachamim already Navihim? Right? So it was like, the Gemara also realized that statement was weird, and its response was to say, aha, let me make it weirder for you! Yay! Right? Like I said, I love these, I gotta tell you, they're the best. So the Gemara said, Hachi Kamar, Afal Pish, right? So now the Gemara makes it better. Afal pishet nitla min ha-nevi'im and min ha-chachamim lo nitla. Period. You're right. Even though prophecy was taken away from prophets, it was not taken away from chachamim.
So, can we just... I know this is very much Rambam, but like that's...
Okay, now, I wish that was the end of the Agadata. It's not. The next line of the Gemara is, Amar Amemar v'chacham adit minavi. Aha, and Chachamim are better than Nevi'im. Shene'amar, v'navi levav chokhmah. Because it says, prophecy is the heart of wisdom. Mi nitle b'mi. Heveyomer, katan is lebegadol. You compare the small to the great, which is, he's as great as Ramosha Weinstein, which means that Ramosha was like the paradigm, right? Amar Abaye, Keda, I'll prove it. The Amar Gavaraba Milto, mit Amar Mishmei de Gavaraba Achrina Kavatei. Because one person will say a good lumdus, and you'll hear that another good person said the same good lumdus. Aha, that proves nevuah. And Amarava, Umay Kusha, why is that a problem? Dilma Travayu, Bnei Chad, Maslan Inhu. No problem, they're both born in the same zodiac. That solves that issue. Amarava, Teda, the Amar Gavra Rabba Milta Omit Amra Mishmeh Rabbi Kiva Bar Yosef Kavate. No, he said it, and it turns out Rabbi Kiva said the same thing. Nevuah. Great. Because he said something, and you heard it from Rabbi Kiva. Yes. And Amar Avashi, Umay Kusha, why is that a problem? Dilma Laha Milta Mar Mazlayu. Maybe for this purpose he's under the same zodiac. El Amar Avashi, Tejit Amar Gavra Rabba Milto Midamra Halacha Moshe Misinai Kavate. No, and she said as far, and it turns out it was Halacha Moshe Misinai. The Gemara says, V'dilma Kesuva Ba'aruba. Maybe V'lav Tam Yoyev. Maybe that's because he was like a blind person in the dark, and he didn't explain himself. Great. Then it gets even better. And this is my favorite line, which is the most confusing line in the Gemara, which is, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Miyom Shecharav Beit HaMikdash, Nitla Nivua Min HaNevi'im, V'nitla L'Shotim V'Litinokot. Prophecy was taken from the Nevi'im and given to those who are mentally compromised or clinically insane, and to children. The Prophet. Okay, so we have this wonderful Gemara in Bava Basra, which is odd, mildly odd. Then we have this other Gemara in Sota, that is part of the conversation, and this is why I said it's a little Bava Basra, a little Sota. The ninth parak of Sota, Mishnah Yudbet. Misha Metu Nivim Harishonim Batlu Urim Vitumim. Okay? When the Nevi, the first original Nevi'im died, the Urim Vitumim went with them. Is that weird? Lo Bidyuk. Right, that's fine. Then the Gemara comments on it. On Memcher Mudbet. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, my Nevi'im Harishonim, what were the Nevi'im Harishonim? Lafuke Michagai Kario Malachi Dachronim Ninu. Meaning, the Urim Vitumim was already gone before the Chagai Kario Malachi. The Tana Rabbanan, Mishameitu Chagai Kario Malachi, Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Mi Yisrael. Because when they died, Ruach HaKodesh stopped. Now, that's also an odd statement, which is, shouldn't you just say when the last Nevi'im died, Nevuah died with them? Right? Right, but instead it said when the last person, last Nabi died, there was no more Ruach HaKodesh. Okay, and that is what exactly? We don't know. Now, that gets even more problematic because despite the fact that there's no Ruach HaKodesh anymore, guess what happened? The Gemara records cases where there is Ruach HaKodesh! Yay! Right? So, the Gemara in Erevin Samach Dalet says, Ma'aseh b'Rabban Gamliel. There was a story with Rabban Gamliel, she had Rochev ala Chamor. He was riding on a donkey. Rabbi Mahalach me Akko lichziv, and he was walking from Akko to Chziv. Rabbi Eloi Mahalach Achrov, and Rabbi Eloi was behind him. Mata geluskin baderech, he found a roll, like a, you know, a nice loaf of bread. Amar le, Eloi tol geluskin min haderech. What? Was he what? What? What do you mean? Rabbi Dimi?
Oh.
Sorry, Rabbi Gamliel was walking with Rabbi Eloi. Right? So he said to him, one second. What? Amar lo Eloi tol gluskin mederech matze goy echad, Amar lo mavgoy tol gluskin halau me Eloi. And then they ran into a non-Jew, and he said, Mavgoi, take these from Eloi. Like, to the non-Jew, take the loaves from Rabbi Eloi. Nitva lo Rabbi Eloi. Rabbi Eloi joins, and Amar lo mehechan ata, where are you from? Amar lo me'arot shel burganim. I'm from the nearby towns of the guardsmen. Umashimcha. He said, what's your name? Mavgoi shmei. My name is Mavgoi. So then Rabbi Eloi says, Klum here, Kircha Rabban Gamliel me'olam. How did Rabban Gamliel know your name? Have you ever met him before? Amar lo, lav. Said, no. Ba'ote sha'a lamadnu shekivein Rabban Gamliel baruach HaKodesh. From here we learn that Rabban Gamliel at that moment had Ruach HaKodesh. Sure, I don't know. So what do we have? We have a bizarre Gemara in Bava Basra, which says that the Nevi'im was taken away and given to the Chachamim, which the Gemara didn't like, because, what do you mean? Aren't all Chachamim Nevi'im? Aha! What we mean is that only the Nevi'im stopped being Nevi'im, the Chachamim stayed being Nevi'im. Yes. Oh, right. And Nevuah was also given to children and people who are clinically insane. Then you have another Gemara in Sota that says, Ruach HaKodesh! After the Nevi'im, Ruach HaKodesh disappeared, except when it didn't. Like Rav Gamliel, who through Ruach HaKodesh knew the name of Mavgai. Okay, good. Throw out some questions to me, right? We had to end the year on quite a fun Agadata, Adam. So we had to finish on Agadata that you just look at it and say, yes, this makes so much sense to me. Everything here, I fully understand. Yay! Right? My favorite Agadatas. I do like one of the first Agadatas I did with the guys when we were 3 years ago when we were doing Avodazara, just because I felt like shocking them. Right, is the, you know, like there's some Agadah that you show people when you just want to drive them crazy, right? So it was the story of Rava and the, as Red Clapper likes calling it, the story of Rava and the Huris, right? You know what the Huris are? Is that like the Muslim belief and like the like miraculous sex partners you have in heaven? Right, because Rava, in that story, unfortunately, we're going to see this Gemara, because you would love this one. It's just so weird. That Rava goes in to talk to Bar Sheshach, who's a Babylonian officer, while he's in the bath being surrounded by beautiful naked women, just walking around. This is the scene in the Gemara, right? No, this is on Earth. Rava goes into, right, and... But then Bar Sheshach says, see, right, do you have such beautiful women? And Rava says, yes, and Olam Haba, ours are more beautiful than yours, right? And then they get into this conversation. This is like the conversation that goes on between Rava and Bar Sheshach. It's like, Liba's bizarre, like, you know. Fun times. This is the Agadah says. Can you bring up? What? Yes. Okay. Good. So, someone... What? No. Shocking. And he says, what do you mean? How could that be? He says, because when we have our Olam Haba, Yom HaMashiach, whatever, we will have it without Shibud Malchios. And Bar Sheshach said, what do you mean? I don't have Shibud Malchios. And at that moment, the king comes and summons Bar Sheshach to go... To a hearing in the court. It's a very bizarre Gemara. Fascinating Gemara, but I got it, you know. This one's not that weird, but it's still pretty odd. So let's try to figure it out. What does it mean? What questions? You're not sure where to start. Good.
So first, I want to ask you what you mean, either in contrast or the juxtaposition, I guess, of children and...
that does appear in a lot of places. It's true.
But why specifically with the law?
Yeah, okay, that's a better question.
The better question,
right?
Is why this loop goes because the thing is cool, not why it's
true. Right, okay. So Sean says, well, the first question that bothers him is why, if Nebuah was going to be taken away, would it be given to people who are crazy and people who are children? No, it's part of the same Gemara.
Oh, yes.
Good. Next question is, Noah is, wait a second. I understand. First half of Gemara is, in order of levels of Nevi'im, right, first level Navi are non-Navi Chacham, right, because the Gemara flipped it. Second layer is, well, I don't know, apparently Shoytim and Ketanim, because they managed to hold on to Nevuah post-Korban when regular prophets didn't, then prophets. Arguably, that's how you'd read the Gemara. It's sort of a weird combination there. Good. Which also makes you wonder whether what the Gemara means by Nevuah in the first context is what it means in the second context. You got to wonder. If it doesn't, that's also weird because, you know, it's the same Gemara. But okay, fine. Good. What are the questions? Oh, good, yeah. What is Ruach HaKodesh? Thank you. Right? What is Ruach HaKodesh? Meaning, we have this other Gemara that says that when Nevuah ended, Ruach HaKodesh stopped. But what's the connection between these two? Why don't you just say when Nevuah ended, Nevuah stopped? I mean, I understand that's tautological, right? But
why do we want to be giving him one group to another? Why not just?
Oh, sure. Right. Very good. And what is Nevuah? What is it talking about, Nevuah? Is this regular Nevuah? Is it some other type of Nevuah? Right? Meaning, is it really that, right? Maybe there are multiple types of Nevuah. Maybe there are different types of Ruach HaKodesh. What is Ruach HaKodesh? Is it related to Nevuah? Right? There are a lot of questions going on in these Gemaras.
That's, but those are more like, you know, foundational Nevuah questions than it is like questions on these Gemaras.
Well, not necessarily, because if you have a good answer to that, you might be able to read these Gemaras. But yes, sure. What else? What else? Anything else bothered you about these Gemaras or Mabsut, you know?
There's a lot. I'm just trying to put my finger on all of that. I mean, going back to, I'm speaking about
the, you know, it's John Smith, and most of the whole guy.
How many John Smiths do you actually know?
Okay. There's a Menachem Mendel.
You're right. You're right. It's not miraculous.
I know, like, I'm related to at least 20 of them.
Yes. It was like the old joke someone once told about Gersh, right, was that the Gemara says that the miracle of the Targum Shivim was the translation of the Tanakh made by the 70 rabbis, was that they were all put in separate rooms and came up
with the same
translation.
With several of the same changes.
Right. So, right, so the old joke that someone once said about Gersh, because Rav Lichtenstein was so good at imparting his methodology, was that Rav Lichtenstein could put 70 Talmidim in a room, in different rooms to learn a sugya, they'd come up with the same shot in a sugya, and it wouldn't be a miracle, right? So, yes, that's what? Okay, plus you have the internal Agadatha problems, which is, how does the Gemara keep saying, there is no Ruach HaKodesh, except Chachamim have it. There is no Nevuah, but people have it, right? I mean, like, and obviously, even just on a literary level, what does it mean that Chacham, if the Chacham has Nevuah, isn't he a Navi? I'm like, I just don't understand what's going on, right? You're sort of, right, being with Alvel and Hamolach, right? I mean, like, you know, does that mean that a Navi cannot be a Chacham? Could he is, then he's a Chacham. I mean, like, what are you talking about, right? Yeah. What? With the? Oh, yeah, that's weird. Yeah, oh, he was under the. Now, there is one more Gemara in Sota that's also relevant, which is that all of this idea that Ruach HaKodesh is dead and Nevuah is dead, right, goes against a very famous statement in the Gemara. Normally I hold back from saying famous because, as I once heard from Rav Nussbacher of Shalavim, famous is just a very arrogant way of someone saying,
I know this,
or I just heard it in the shir, right? It's a way of making people feel bad because apparently I'm supposed to, you know. But this actually is very, very well known because it is borrowed by Mesilat Yesharim as the opening and organizational principle of his book, and therefore has become quite well known, is the statement of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, even though there are very versions of this, which in Bavli, and Mishalmi, and the future so, and whatever, which is, Zrizut, Mivial Idei, you've probably heard some version of it, Zrizut Mivial Idei Nikiyut. Right? Alacrity brings you to cleanliness, Nikiyut Mivial Idei Tahara, right? Cleanliness brings you to purity, Tahara Mivial Idei Prishut, which brings you right to asceticism, Prishut Mivial Idei Kedusha. Kedusha mivial ide anava, anava mivial ide yirachet, yirachet mivial ide chasidut, chasidut mivial ide ruach hakodesh, right? And then, of course, it gets weirder, ruach hakodesh mivial ide teramaitim, teramaitim ba'al yide eliyahu zachor lateh. That ruach hakodesh brings to teramaitim, which is brought about by Eliyahu.
Sure.
Yep, exactly. Good. So, tell me, what do we do? Now, of course, that's within the Gemara. As we'll see, a lot of the people, in order to try to figure it out, will throw out all types of fun things from later Rishonim, which is later than the Gemara, like, you know, the Ravid, who has this wonderful thing that he does every so often, where, in order to explain his Shita, what does he say? Halavai, that's what he said. No. He says, Kvar hofia ruach hakodesh beveit midrashenu mikama shanim. Right? I know the Rambam is wrong because the ruach hakodesh was in our Beit Midrash, and we know that it is wrong.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Good. So let's try to get this together. Let's try to figure out what this is. So the Ramban on Daf Yud Bet there in Bava Basra starts the conversation by trying to define terms. And he adds another problem here, which is he says as follows. The Gemara in Nedarim says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masha Shechinato Ela Al Chacham Gibor V'Ashir. Okay? Nevuah can only be given to someone who is a Chacham. So obviously, what's the problem?
The fact that the Gemara is
very good, because the simple implication of our Gemara is that Nevi'im are not Chachamim. Right? Who reads the Gemara that way? Rashi, because Rashi says, "Afal pishin itla min hanivim she'enan chachamim." That the proper way of reading Gemara is that Nevuah was taken from away from not smart chachamim, right? Not smart Nevi'im, and given to smart Nevi'im, right? That's how, right?
Why was it in the hands?
Well, that's the Ramban's problem, right? Right? That's the problem. That's what the Ramban is bothered by, because doesn't the Gemara in Nedarim tell us that only a Chacham can ever be a Navi? So he says, V'yeshe Shivo. So he answers, and this is very not Maimonidean, but this is how he deals with it, that there's two types of Nevuah. There's Nevuah, there's permanent Nevuah status, and then there's once in a while, like God needs to use you to convey a message. Right, Navi shall. So this is answer one. Sheishivo sheina kodesh baruch hu mashrei shchinato belo hefsek el al chacham. Aval navi shall shlichut kano nevuat yonah ben amitai shbeshlichut ninvei shuli v'sha'a mashrehu shchinato af al chasidim sheinam chachamim. So some people say, look, permanent prophets must be righteous and smart. Temporary Nevi'im are allowed to be righteous but not smart. Okay? And therefore, what our Gemara is really saying is permanent Nevuah, sorry, there's no longer temporary Nevuah. Right? But there's potentially permanent Nevuah.
I thought
Right, so he says, some people say that that's only permanent Nevi'im. Now, the Ramban says, what does the Ramban say about this position? Ein da'ati noche. Eh, I don't like it. Right? I don't like it. So he tries something else. Elihachi ka'amar. This is what you have to say. Afo pishin itla nivu'at nevi'im shehu'a mar'ev ha'chazon said, nivu'ah can mean different things. There's nivu'ah classic, which is vision. I know the future. God spoke to me. That. Right? Prophecy. That's Nevuah classic. And then, Nevuah HaChamim Shebederech Chochmah. And then there's Nevuah Bederech Chochmah, which is essentially Lo Nitla Yodim HaMed Beruach HaKodesh Bekirbah. It's people who are wise, but in addition to their wisdom, right, they know the truth. Like, when they've got, you know how Ginsburg in his eulogy said that there were those moments when he was learning with Rabbi Wolf where, like, you got to the Svara and you're like, this is obviously true, and I felt like no one has said this since Moshe Rabbeinu, right? That. Ramban said that. Right, that's what it is, where you come, it might be through Chachma, right? But by the end, you have a feeling that is surpasses, right? That conviction that it's right, right? Like that deep feeling, like you have accessed truth, right? So Ramban says there's Nevuah in the tight sense, and there's Nevuah in the loose sense. And what the Gemara, the first half of the Gemara means is visions no longer happen. But God still inspires. Right? There still is that, there is that transcendent moment where you tap into something and you know in a super rational way that you have tapped into the truth. Right? Even if the mechanism by which you got to that point was chachma, right, was your own intellectual engagement, that, and you, right, you know that feeling, right, right, some level of that feeling, right, where you just, you're just like, oh, this is true, right, like, right, there are certain things where you're like, this makes sense, there are certain things where you're like, right, no, this is true, right, so that is what the Ramban thinks, and therefore, methodologically, what is the Ramban saying? That the Gemara is playing a little bit fast and loose with terms. Right? What it means is, nitla nevua min nevia, meaning real nevua is gone, but that more, less extreme but more permanent type of nevua, right? That one that, right, that recognition of truth when you see it, right? That continues to exist, and therefore it exists through Chachamim. Now, obviously, for him, you're still going to have to deal with the question, which is, second half of the Gemara, obviously, which is, I mean, that's great. What? Right. That's going to be the problem that you're left with, obviously. But so far, are we clear with that right now? That methodological approach, obviously, is quite appealing, right? You can come up with different distinctions, but, you know, now, unfortunately, Ramban doesn't bother explaining the second half of the Gemara because, you know, that complicates the theory.
That would be difficult to explain.
Yes, that would be hard in this. Yes.
So, that doesn't answer the difference between...
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Okay, but he starts with some sort of answer. The Meiri has a different way of doing this. I mean, he distinguishes between Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah. He said, what's the difference? Nevuah, Shenevuah lo tavo rak l'shalem ikari yitzirato v'achanato v'shnei hakofot etzichim elah v'hem amidameh v'hasichli. Nevuah, you need to be perfected in two faculties. What are they? Seichel, right? Like analytic, rational abilities, and koach hamidameh. What's koach hamidameh? Nope. Midameh. Nope. Yaakov, what's koach hamidameh? It's a good word to know in modern Hebrew. Dimayon. What's dimayon in modern Hebrew? Thank you! The imaginative capacity. Yes, many of Yishonim actually believe that in order to be a Navi, you need to be analytic and you need to have a good imagination. Yes, because what is imagination? What does the word literally mean? The ability to create images. Yes. Imagination, images, right? The ability to create images, right? You need the ability to imagine. Yes, you need the imaginative faculty. V'shia ish, factor three, shia ish ad tachlit shleimut hachochma kamash efshar l'seichel lahatsiga. You also have to be as intellectually perfected as is possible. Low standard. Yes, as possible. Then when you get prophecy, when you're awake, your body will basically cease to function. And you'll imagine a person speaking to you, or you'll hear voices. And that, different prophets, right, have different layers, have levels. Ruach HaKodesh is less than that. What is Ruach HaKodesh for him? Hu she'adam ha-shalem mitgasko b'dvarim ha-olokiyim ki'oruruhu ruach elokim v'tofia al-lishono shevach v'hoda'a o divrei seichel musarim. It's that when you're involved in wisdom, you will be overcome with a certain inspiration, either to produce music and poetry, right? Praises of God, poetic prose, right? Meaning like Tehillim, Mishlei, right? Tehillim and whatever, right? Or divrei seichel musarim, right? Wisdom and ethics and lessons, right? So according to him, there's nevuah, which is, yeah, and then there's Ruach HaKodesh. Ramchal has a different distinction. He probably follows the Rambam in that, right? Which is perfect, but there's perfect and there's more perfect. Yeah, that's what the Rambam says. You have to be perfect, but you can be more perfect than perfect. Yeah. The Ramchal has a different view, who says Ruach HaKodesh is, it's someone lo yargish bo hamushpael kemisha nofelet machshava bovavo. You won't really feel it. It's as if an idea pops into your head. That's what Ruach HaKodesh means. Like when an idea pops into your head, right? Right? He's saying Ruach HaKodesh nikar v'nirgash v'veirur v'alav. Like you have this moment of clarity that just appears to you. And nevuah is obviously beyond that. Chazanish has another formulation that he says v'nevuah ein asichal murkav shel adam mishtateif ba. Now he has a different way, which is nevuah, human beings don't participate in it. Right? Meaning you perfect yourself and then and then God grants you nevuah. You become a kli. Right? At once you perfect yourself, God lets you be the kli, and nevuah just comes to you. Ruach HaKodesh is the opposite. You work and work and work until God grants you sort of, right, raises your wisdom above what you could have reached naturally. Okay, right, so you have these different formulations. Now, each of them is fascinating, right, but what they all basically do is create a potential language, which is to say, the way we should read all these Gemaras is more or less like this. There is a certain spectrum of divine inspiration, right, which all have certain similarities in the sense that God is participating and giving you some sort of insight beyond what you fully are capable of achieving, right? Some level of that stops, and wise people have it. According to the Ramban, it's dafka in Divrei Torah. According to Meiri, it could also be in Divrei Sheva. According to the Chazon Ish, I don't know whether it's limited to Torah, but... And probably what you'll have to do is play a little bit of games with Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah. I'm saying Nevuah is gone, but Ruach HaKodesh is there. Or Ruach HaKodesh, the higher level of Ruach HaKodesh is closer to Nevi'im, right? And that's what was Batel Chagat Kari Malachi. But when we say Ramon Gamliel is Ruach HaKodesh, we mean one of the lower levels of Ruach HaKodesh, right? And we're going to have to recognize since Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh are on a spectrum, right? Every time we say that Nevuah is not there, right, we mean the higher level of Nevuah, we mean the vision, or we need the one that has no human involvement for the Chazanish or whatever, and the lower one that the wise people have, Rav Gamliel has, is, however you want to take it, it's a knowledge of the truth, Ramban. It's insight, right, that drops into your soul, Ramchal. It's a unnatural, miraculous boost at the end of the process of learning, like the Chazanish, right? But what you're going to have to recognize, I think, methodologically for all these reads, is that Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh are seen as being on a spectrum, and therefore you just need to sort of go through every Gemara and say, there isn't X, but there is Y. Whatever X is, whatever Y is, plug it in as you see fit. Yeah.
It's just kind of like, we're saying that Nevuah will say that there's no Nevuah, that means this higher level, since that there's Ruach HaKodesh, right?
Yeah. Meaning in one place it says Ruach HaKodesh is Batel, right? But it means Nevuah ended, right? Chagat Karin Malachi. Yeah, right? And that, right, so you're going to have to say that Ruach HaKodesh meant more Nevuah, right? And just like here, Nevuah, that the Chumrat is more Ruach HaKodesh, right? You're basically going to have to say that these terms, right? I mean, what all these answers basically say is that Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah, because they're so similar, right, are somewhat interchangeable terms. So obviously all of this only answers what? Yes, the Chacham part, the Ringam Leo part, it leaves you hanging on Shota and whatever. So, how would you deal with this? So this, surprisingly, was really not in the Olamot share, right? I was surprised. So they're usually quite extensive. So I, you know, again, we'll see what we get through, but if you look at the Mefarshim of Mosra, not surprisingly, they will try to deal with this. Okay? Now, if you look, by the way, at Tzar Chaim, he really elaborates on the Ramban, right? This idea that the nevuah of the Chachamim is that they're machavin el hamet, ilu nimtzar b'Torah, right, etc. Fine. But the Maharal does try to answer it. Okay? And he says as follows. He says, listen, first of all, he's not willing to accept this. He says, no, Nevuah means Nevuah. Right? Right? What are you playing fast and loose with Nevuah? But he says, what do people normally think of in Nevuah? Right? What do people think of as Nevuah? Classic Nevuah, prophecy. If you ask a non-Jew, what is a prophecy?
Foreknowledge,
right? So Maharal is a very clever argument. He says, it means Nevuah, but not quite. This is what the Gemara means. Ein ha-Navi rak she'yodeh davar ha-bilti yodeh ha-kol. Right? Think, what the Gemara is telling you is that that is not the only thing Nevuah means. Meaning, if you thought the only thing, right, what the Gemara is really doing is pushing back on that. Right? That's the point. It is saying, it's not that. Says, be very careful. Some people think it's foreknowledge. If that's the case, then it's gone. But more precisely, the key to Nevuah is things that are not known. That can be about the future, that could be about the current reality, that could be about the present. And this is how you read the Gemara. The Kach Maksha, the Gemara says, Atu Chacham Lav Navihu, Shaharehu Yodea Dabar She'en Yodea Lakol. The definition of a Chacham is that he perceives things that other people don't. Right? And in that sense, he really is prophetic. Not because he got a vision from Shamayim, not because of the future, but because what a Navi adds functionally is that he reveals something that's unknown. And that's what he's saying. And what the Gemara is telling you is you're right. It's not prophecy in the sense that God spoke to him. But that's not the Gemara's point. The Gemara is reframing why this is important. Right? Everybody else was saying there's level one inspiration from God, there's level two inspiration from God. He says, no, you totally misunderstood it. The reason Nevuah is important is because there are people in this world who reveal to the world things they didn't know. And what the Gemara is saying is, you don't need God to do that. God does do this, Shemagin Nevuah, but Av Chacham Magid Lo Hashem Yitbarach Tavar Shein Yadu Ad HaKol. But that's what wise people do also. It's true. It's somewhere in his head. But when God helps you actualize your intellectual capabilities so that even latent knowledge that other people didn't know is now revealed to the world, that is the same, it's not a lesser Nevuah, at some level it's the same quality of Nevuah.
That also explains why seemingly, because some of them are attaching, or getting this knowledge through like the natural system.
Exactly.
Right? And Nevuah is a break in the sense of the natural system.
Exactly. And then he says, Umash Amru Chacham Adam Minavi, and once you're playing on that element of Nevuah, meaning you're looking at the functional process of Nevuah, he says, now in that sense it's the Chacham Adam Minavi. Why? Because The nevuah, which comes through, as Sean says, the miraculous, comes comes through riddles and visions. Right? That's the nature of the natural, of the unnatural, miraculous, prophetic insight. Ha'ne'elam ha'biltiyatu al ha'chirim v'lo b'mareh v'lo b'chidot. Right? Because that's what he says. Everyone else understands mareh chidot except for Moshe. Right? But Chacham yodiyah yodiyah gam keid. But the Chacham also knows the future. Shere yodeh u'matik darche Hashem. Because he understands intellectually. V'im ro'eh l'fanav rasha, and if he sees an evil person, masig shekach yelo latid, he understands the consequences. He also, right, a smart person can see the future. Right? Eidu Chacham ro'eh nolad, yes. Exactly. Shema Chacham gadol yachol adar eidur jebo yoter min a navi. And it's going to be more than a navi. Why? It's no vision, I know how this is going to end. Right? Ki ein davar mikrer, akol mishudar mimenirach, ki understand that everything is, there's a plan, there's a logic. V'hu yitbarach ba mimenu, v'seder hasichli. U'lekach ha'adam shu chacham yodeh avad hidot. And therefore, at a certain level, he even knows the future more than a navi, because a navi gets the future in visions and riddles. A chacham, if he manages to, right, knows how the future is going to come with precise clarity, right? Meaning, yeah, because he just, right? He's the grandmaster in chess. He knows how every state, right? If you make that move, I know this is going to turn out in 75 minutes. Right? And which is a very bad chess game if it goes that long. But fine. Fine. Yeah, I mean, God's involved. Right. That is the moral. Fine. No idea, so fine. I'll skip the next paragraph. And then he goes to the whole mazel stuff, which, okay, this is revealed to you, da-da-da-da, okay, I don't really understand everything there. In the end he says, right, in the end of the day, one gets from Chachma, one gets from whatever, and they come from Hashem Yitzbarach. Okay, right, so this is Big Gadol, the way he understands the sugya. I like it, right? It's a very nice, right? It's a totally different read, which is saying, no, you misunderstand what the point of Nevuah is, in that sense.
It's very well stable.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very nice. Now, I thought it was the Maharal that I put in there, thank you. Now the Chassam Sofer, it's the Chassam Sofer who said, okay, this is all very nice, but until now, as beautiful as Mara is, what is left, right? The big problem that's left is all of these have explained the Nevuah of the Chassam, but the problem is the Mara ends really weird, right? So Chassam Sofer has a very clever idea. He says as follows. Once the Ramban said, what did the Ramban say? Right, he quotes that shita that there's Nevuah, which is given to you by God, and then there's Chachma, right, which you develop, right? That's the shita he quotes. He doesn't accept it, but that's what he gets. So he says, aha, if that's the case, let me explain it to you. Because once God took away Nevuah, right, meaning he took away, what did he leave? He left the ability to reach God through wisdom, right? The natural way. He took away the gift from God, right? Except from who? Alzeh nitna nevuah l'shotim. Ki lifamim nishmat adam ro'eh dvarim v'libo omer lo el shenir lo ki divrei merchokim ein sich lo maniach lo loti divrei shtuk keilu mipit. V'emed him dvarim nigdarim l'mala. Bashotash here, Egga, Yagin, Kigon, Udad, Rafim, Yom of Chayim, Tebazaita. Here's what's going to happen. If you recognize there's two ways that God can inspire you. One is by helping you from the rational side up, and that's what still exists. And the other is from God granting it to you from above. So, that means that if a wise person were to be given a vision, right, or something like that, some insight, a gift of God, right, he wouldn't be able to accept it because the norm in the world now is that the God's inspiration functions through the natural process. And therefore, if he got a gift from God, he would doctor reject it. Because without an actual vision from God, right, any inspiration that doesn't emerge from the intellectual process, right, an intellectual will reject. But if you don't have an intellect, right, and therefore you don't know how to, right, it's counterintuitive, but if you don't have an intellect, then you don't know to judge these things that seem to emerge out of nowhere as irrational. Right? And therefore, the only people left in the world that are capable of being granted visions that don't emerge from rationality and still, and not rejecting them out of hand because they're not at odds with their rational system that they've built, are the people who don't have rational systems to contradict the magic vision, right? So what he basically does, he says, if you integrate what everyone's saying, is that the only type of Nevuah that functions in the world now is that which emerges out of wisdom. But if that's the primary mode of religious experience, you just can't have the one where God just grants it to you, right? Because maybe if a Chacham got a vision, okay, he'll be convinced, right? But without that, the idea will enter his mind from God, and he'll say, oh, that's just weird, right? Whereas a Shota, right, God could use him as a conduit, right? And what the Gemara is doing by saying both is saying, look, the primary mode of religion, of divine inspiration at this stage is through wisdom, and therefore, right, anybody who's going to get some sort of divine insight that isn't from that is going to reject it, and therefore it can't survive, it can't exist in the current spiritual world, unless you happen not to be rational, right? And there, that's how he, right, tries to integrate the two statements. Okay. That's in terms of the Gemara. But let's just take a few minutes. Look, I can go to like 7:15. Food's not here. One, I've got a mincha.
I have a meeting.
At 7?
Yeah.
Okay. So that, I think, is the Iker stuff to understand in the Gemara. Right? Like, what's going on here? Is it, right? I think these are all beautiful approaches. They're all fascinating. Now, you know, there is a lot, for those of you who want to stick it's around, I can throw out other things that you have, where, right, once you've established this idea that there is some sort of idea of Nevuah amongst Chachamim, so obviously what's the next stage that you're obviously, that you're going to find in post-Gim? Yeah, is this question of who has it. And this is where things get wild, right? Because on the one hand, you have all the things in the Ravid, right? Where the Ravid says, aha, right? Ruach HaKodesh was Mofian Beit Midrashenu. And the Chassam Sofer goes through that. In some places he says, no, it doesn't really mean that. It's just a phrase, right? Right? But on the other hand, it could mean some sort of divine inspiration, right? Who knows, right? In several shurim that I've heard on it, they all go back to the Divrei Chaim, which is really quite strange, that the Sanzer Rebbe was asked, right, basically, once you have the people who say, there is some sort of Ruach HaKodesh in Torah, but now you go to the next stage of people saying, aha, if you don't believe that, you're a Kaiser. So he was asked, if you have a Malamed who said, I don't know why, that the Orach Chaim HaKodesh was not written by Ruach HaKodesh, is he a Kofer? And he said, yes, he is an apikeres. He can no longer be an educator, right? So people, you know, yeah.
Alrighty.
So you do get very fascinating things in this regard. I will point out, this is just one of those things you should know, you know, at some level, right, these things really do get, right? These get heated, right? Whether it be these questions of Ruach HaKodesh or be the Machloket over the Dardaim, right? The Timonim who don't believe in Kabbalah versus the ones who do, right? Where they ended up, right? The non-Dardaim ended up saying Dardaim don't count for a minyan, right? Like a Kafa, right? And people get very heated about these types of Machloket. So obviously this becomes part of the follow-up discussion that you find in Poskim, which is once you think there's this idea of Ruach HaKodesh, how much do you have to believe it and do you have to pinpoint and say this Chacham had it in this way? And there's a tremendous amount of very interesting discussion that emerges from that, which I see we're not going to have time for it. Now, look, there are other approaches, right? I mean, some people on the Shotim one want to say it doesn't really mean a Shote, right? It means the people who treat themselves like Shote, meaning allow others to call them a Shote, and Katan means people who don't treat themselves as great, right? People who don't care what other people think of them, right? Are willing to be thought of as crazy. Right, we already saw some sofers. There are some who say that once you think that the Ketanim, because they don't have wisdom, are able to tap into this, they explain why the Gemara sometimes has these things of Sukecha, right, that when people want to know the future, they would grab a child and say, what pasuk are you reading? Right, so some of the Mepharshim say, aha, that's the function of this sugya, which is once you think that Ketanim can somehow channel some sort of nivuah, that's why they use this mechanism of Sokli Sukecha. Okay, there really is so much more here, but unfortunately... Okay, I can continue without Sean. But Sean, at least you walked away with the basis of the sugya. I can discuss a little bit more. Sean, the Koef, Lee Nebra. If you want, I can throw out other Makoros at you. But look, you should know there are just a lot of these other right things, and a lot of them focus on these issues, as we said, of, do you have to believe it? Can these Ruach HaKodeshi things come from non-Chachamim? Where the Rashba says no, even that has to come from a Chacham, and Rabbi Yaakov Hillel, who's like a leading Kabbalist, also has a long tshuva where he talks about the fact that whatever Ruach HaKodesh is, it can only be amongst Chachamim, right? So all these things get come in, and then there are interesting questions that were raised later on in history, such as do you have to believe or do you believe that the Shulchan Aruch HaRamah are written by Ruach HaKodesh? So once you have these yisodot and you think that, well, whatever exactly you think it is, Ruach HaKodesh emerges in the context of Torah, so obviously it's not surprising that you're going to find these diunim, agabe diunim, of which svarim were, what are the implications, of halacha. But I guess we have to stop.
I guess this is a perfect example of we don't have to come out of what we do.
Yeah. Oy. Okay.